All right, great to have everyone back with us on this Memorial Day weekend as we talk some baseball. Of course, we had John Dugan on last week, and great news for Original Joe's in Westlake. Of course, they've been open for the grab-and-go and, of course, for the takeout. And it's so easy to do it. And you can call 650-755-7400 from 11 to 9 for that. But the good news is that North Beach has reopened for the same. And our good friend Rich Lieberman was there last Sunday morning getting the hamburger. You can walk up and order it. You can grab and go there as well. They have takeout there as well. And that Anchor restaurant for North Beach is open. So congratulations to John Dugan. And I know in this limited way, it's so important to have Original Joe's open in North Beach. In fact, we follow Robin Carr, used to be with the Giants many, many years ago, had something on Facebook today where she's sitting outside Original Joe's, appropriately socially distant, having a nice cocktail in the afternoon. So absolutely check it out in North Beach. And if you want to order, 415-775-4877. That's Original Joe's, originaljoes.com. All right, it is Saturday night, and it is time for one of our favorite segments. And, Raph, let's hear a little music. Marty and the captain, they're surely final. All right, joining us is Kerry Crowley, and when we hear that music, it's always a very special time for us. Joining us, Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, how are you?
I'm excellent, Marty, and I'm a little bit hungry after that Original Joe's lead-in. I think that, you know, my birthday is coming up, and I think you could probably send me a gift card, right?
Absolutely. Just let us know. When is your birthday?
It's not for a few more weeks, but I'm already planning because it's an annual tradition. You know, we get the cheeseburger, we get the butter cake, and we enjoy Original Joe's. And even though we can't do it in the restaurant this year, Marty, we're going to do it from home.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Well, I'm so glad North Beach is open, and it means so much to the community. So that's originaljoes.com. So how are you doing? What's new with you? What's new with the furlough? And then we're going to talk a little baseball, and I think you may be working again, hopefully shortly.
Yeah, so I returned to work on Tuesday. I'm back on our breaking news desk with the Bay Area News Group. So my four-week furlough is up, and I'll be working overtime all this week. So it's kind of interesting how that balanced out. Doesn't add up to me, but it does to them. And so I'm looking forward to getting back and getting into the groove of things. And hopefully I'll only be doing breaking news for a little bit because the Major League Baseball draft is coming up, and I can't wait to sink my teeth into how the Giants manage it. There's so many different things they can do this year with the compensatory round selections. And then after the fifth round, recruiting those guys to sign for $20,000 to bolster the farm system. So I'm really fascinated with how that shakes out. And hopefully after a week or two of draft coverage, spring training will start. And then even if we are not in I'll be in San Francisco if they do it there. But even if we're not in Scottsdale when they restart again, then we won't be too far off from games. So it certainly seems like if the Major League Baseball Players Association, the owners can come to an agreement, we're going to have a lot of baseball in the news cycle. And it's going to look very different from the past 2 months.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Life is going to change. In fact, I was thinking about it. I mean, if games do start in July, it's going to be interesting. They'll be regional, geographic. We'll be playing a lot of National League West, a lot of AL West teams. And my pregame will be Saturday and Sunday. So I'll be back to that. And Bill Lasky will be doing the postgame. And it's going to be a different world. And this is Memorial Day weekend. We've got June 1st coming up a week from Monday, which is sort of an artificial deadline for the players and owners to get together. What is your take on this? Everyone's got an opinion on it, and I'd love to get yours. I know we talked a little bit last week about where you lean, you know, union versus owners, but are they getting closer in your opinion?
It's hard to know how close they're getting, but at least from what we're seeing and understanding from national reports, it seems as though, Marty, they're on the same page or inching closer to be on the same page with regards to health and safety protocols. And I think that that's the number one step right now. Everyone wants to focus on the money. Everyone wants to focus on the revenue. But if they can't do this safely, there won't be a product this year. And so the fact that they've been able to come to some sort of agreement or acknowledgement of the other side's issues and kind of go back and forth with each other is really good news to me, at least. And of course, hammering out the financials of the situation will be more difficult for these two sides because of how backed into their respective corners they are. But I do think that if they get health and safety squared away and that is complete, then I think that both sides will recognize the importance of putting a product on the field this year. I think there are so many players who don't want to sit out a full season, who don't want to wait until March of 2021 to step on the field for the next time. And so I think that ultimately there will be an agreement, and the owners have to realize, look, if there is no season, they're going to go from some revenue to no revenue very quickly. So I think that both sides can make some concessions and ultimately get spring training up and running again before we know it, albeit in a very, very different way than we once knew it.
Yeah, Barry Bloom will be with us on the show tonight. Kyle Haynes, Director of Player Development for the Giants. Everyone's got an opinion on how this is going to work out, and everyone's got a responsibility here. And I was thinking about it. Alex Pavlovich will join us on the show tonight as well. Is there anyone who has more on his plate than Kyle Haynes?
I was just going to congratulate you on getting that interview, Marty, because of all the people in the Giants organization right now, I think he is the person I would want to talk to for, 20, 30 minutes the most, because he's got so many interesting things to consider right now if there's no minor league season. How does he juggle player development? How do players develop from home? What are the international prospects they've signed do? Who's on that 50-man roster if you're talking prospects and you want to get guys like Elliot Ramos and Hunter Bishop experience this year? I think that Kyle Haynes has got to be involved in just about every conversation that's taking place in this organization on a day-to-day basis. And so I'm going to tune in myself for that one because I really want to hear from Kyle Haynes. And, he's so eloquent when he talks about the Giants farm system. He's so knowledgeable, and he's a great interview and clearly an asset to the organization in so many different ways. So I'm really curious to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I'm not sure, and just chatting with him this week, he can give you an answer. But the issues are very clear, as you just laid it out. Kerry Crowley, of course, Bay Area News Group with us. The issues are, do you put Ramos on there, Luciano? These guys need a year of development. You can't let them lose it. You can't let them lose a year of development. That, to me, that's the bottom line. I don't care how you frame this roster or what you do with it. You cannot take a team that is in the rebuild mode and say, well, we're going to go 35-47, and we're going to do it with some players who've been in the big leagues before, and we'll see what they can do. And the guys who are going to be our building blocks for the next 12 years, by the way, we'll see you next spring, hopefully. So to me, it's not even a question. To me, he's got to take his top 10 or 12 players, at least, and put them on whatever taxi squad roster. He can't say it, but my opinion is that that has got to happen. Do you agree?
Oh, I'm right there with you, and I'm really glad that we've moved past the superficial Joey Bart discussion, because I think we can both agree, Marty, in a situation like this, Joey Bart isn't just on the team. He's probably hitting in the middle of the order for this Giants squad as a designated hitter and backup catcher if there's no minor league season. So I'm right there with you. I think you take Elliot Ramos, Hunter Bishop, Sean Jelly, Marco Luciano, Luis Matos, Alex Canario, and a handful of other guys who are really promising, and you say, look, we are not going to let this year go to waste for you. We are going to make sure that you're getting practice reps, that you're on that taxi squad. Maybe you only appear in 5 or 6 games, or maybe there's a situation where they don't start their service clocks, but they're on that 50-man roster. I think that you can get through the season like that. And look, if the Giants are worried about having depth with injuries, you know what? If you're worried about that and bringing in a number of journeyman guys to make this roster complete, to bring in the Trevor Cahills and the Tyson Rosses of the world, and a bunch of guys get hurt, you're not going to be going anywhere anyway in an 80-game season. So why not just let these prospects play? Why not start the bridge to the future right now? Because this is not a normal season. It's an unprecedented situation. So just get a head start on the 2021-2022 process that they've been thinking about and dreaming about and scheming about for so long.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's no upside to going 35 and 47. It doesn't matter. Look, there are no fans there anyway. People are going to want to watch it. People are going to want to watch it because they're going to want to watch something on TV. We all know that. That's a big part of baseball. They're going to want to hear it on the radio. They're going to want to have it part of their daily lives. And it doesn't matter if they lose every game. People are going to listen. But you've got to develop your players. You can't give them a year off. So I think we're in agreement with that. So he's got to juggle that. He's got a draft to deal with, getting new players in, getting them signed. And, of course, he's got minor league teams that probably aren't going to play at all. He's got salaries for minor league staff and all that to deal with. So Kyle Haynes is a name you're going to hear. The other thing is, do you think that it's a done deal that there'll be a DH in every game?
Yeah, I do. I think that that is one of the concessions the players will make right away. I think that that's something that probably most players are even on board with right now. And it just makes sense from a product standpoint. If you're talking about a situation where you can't put fans in the stadium and you're thinking about, the way that I heard it was this, and if the balls were juiced in 2019, do you think they're going to do anything to suppress offense in 2020 when everyone's sitting at home or waiting for runs to be scored? That's just not going to happen. So they're going to enhance offense. They're going to make it better by putting the DH in there. And philosophically, I disagree with that decision. I like the split between the National League and the American League. But I think under the current circumstances, it's just something that was bound to be inevitable with the way that Rob Manfred was running the league. And I think that that is clearly going to be something that the players will agree to and will move past in a very quick way.
I know they're going to want to cut down travel. There's no upside to traveling. There just isn't. Of course, you've got the A's and the Giants right here. Could you end up playing the A's 15 times or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure that would be the Giants' benefit, but we don't care. See, we don't care about records. It doesn't matter. They can go 0-82. It doesn't matter. As long as they develop this core group of 12 to 15 players. But heck, you could end up playing the A's 15 times.
Yeah, you know what? I would encourage it. I'd have every major league team pair up with their geographic partner. It'd be really difficult for a team like the Seattle Mariners to do this. But, you figure something out and make sure that you're cutting down on travel. You're making sure that players can drive to these stadiums when possible. They're driving on their own, not in buses. And so if you've got the Giants and the A's playing 15 out of the 80 games, I guarantee you Bay Area fans would much rather see the Giants play the A's 15 times than the Giants play the A's 8 times and then the Giants play the Texas Rangers 7 times. That just doesn't do it for you. And so if you've got a little bit of rivalry baked in to this new schedule, why not? I think it enhances the competition level and makes things a little more fun. And you're going to see the managers get into it a little bit more with the strategy. I think the Gabe Kapler and Bob Melvin going at it will be something fun. It'd be a storyline for this season. Whereas if you've just got every team playing 4 or 5 times, you know, there's no real rivalries. There's no hatred developing. And I think that the drama is part of what makes baseball beautiful. It's part of what contributes to the mosaic that will look very, very different in 2020.
We need a little hatred. I like it. Okay. We need hatred.
You know,
we need
it's
a
all relative. It's all
I
relative.
Know. No, we need a little adrenaline
in
the schedule. And I think that's really what we're talking about because the game itself will provide it. What happens with the Toronto Blue Jays and what's going on in Canada? There's like, I think, a 14-day quarantine. And what do you do with the Blue Jays?
Do you reposition them to Dunedin, Florida, their minor league home? I think that that's a realistic possibility. I'm not sure that you can keep them in Canada unless you get some exemptions to the rules there. Although, it would be unfortunate because Toronto and the Sky Dome is a really cool place to visit, but with no one traveling this year other than the teams, I think that there's a really compelling case to be made to keep them in the American League East and just put them down in Florida and call it a day. You know, it's probably a lot harder said than done, or probably a lot easier said than done, I should say, because this is a really hard thing to think about. But, that just makes sense to leave them in a situation where, you and I both know Florida. You know it a lot better than me, Marty. There's no laws there, so why not just put them in a lawless state?
That's true. Have you been to Toronto in the Sky Dome?
I did. I went last year when the Giants played up there, and Kevin Pillar made the return, and that was a great trip. I really enjoyed that.
Yep. I've never been there. I've seen games, obviously, on TV there, and it's always been a very interesting ballpark, a fair ballpark. And it's one of the show places. Boy, interesting. We've got a lot on our plate. We're with Kyle Haynes. We all ought to be at Original Joe's having lunch with a lot on our plate and seeing where we're going here, because this things are going to be popping. And I said it last week, I'll say it this week, by next week's show, we're going to know a lot more. I see that coming.
Yeah, and you know what's a little bit unfortunate to me, Marty, is that the draft is only five rounds this year, because we saw what the NFL draft did numbers-wise, and I think that this is the year that Major League Baseball, especially if they, you know, can guarantee that there's games going to be played within a month of the draft, it's a year where they can really generate some interest in it. And these fans are starving for baseball. They'll think about anything. And, you know, baseball fans are now programmed to look at the farm systems of the franchise that they love and think about the future. And I just think that it was a little bit of a missed opportunity not to do a 10-round draft or something a bit longer, because there's going to be drama involved in the draft. There's going to be excitement involved in the draft. And there's, you know, covering the fallout from the draft with all these guys signing for $20,000 is going to be really interesting. And so I just think that the draft could have been a little bit more fun if they extended it to 10 rounds.
Yeah, we'll see. This is going to be an interesting week. Baseball needs some good PR this week.
Mm-hmm, no kidding.
They need good PR. You want to see pictures, happy pictures of baseball this week. that's what baseball needs this week. You don't need a picture of Tony Clark or Rob Manfred.
I
said it on the show last week. You need a good face of baseball. So we'll see what happens. How are FX and Nancy Hayden Crowley? How are they doing?
They're hanging in there. They're doing well. You know, Memorial Day weekend, so my mom gets a little extra time off work. We're enjoying it. And you know what? It's supposed to heat up next week in the Bay Area, Marty. So maybe we'll do a few more walks or bike rides around the city.
Yeah, and before I let you go, kids baseball, maybe it's going to start up again a little bit with social distancing and keeping kids apart. And I see the Little League World Series is already canceled, but I get the feeling that kids baseball, they're going to try to get that going too.
Well, I'd love that. And if they need an umpire, sign me up. I can go back to my roots. I did 120 or so games in high school as a plate umpire for the San Francisco Youth League. And so I'd be right back at it, Marty. I'd give up everything to go back to the field to call balls and strikes. You know me.
All right. We'll get you with Eddie Montague. Kerry, take care of yourself.
Exactly.
And I'm glad you'll be on the beat starting this week. And we'll catch up with you next weekend.
Looking forward to it, Marty. Thanks so much.
All right, that is Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. He's got something ahead of him, I'll tell you that. He's going to be working. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.